airspace. Mirat Hashem, we'll talk about that next week. And then Mirat Hashem, in the middle of the week, we'll start Chazara. Spend about a week on Chazara, and that will take us through the middle of the week after. We'll have about a week of the second parak before Mirat Hashem Chanukah. Okay. HaMishnah B'daf Ayin Chet Amud Aleph. Okay, we're going to do a lot of reading Gemara the next 2-3 days because I just want to finish to Ayin Tes Amud Beis, Pei Amud Aleph. I want to get through all the Gemara, so there'll be a lot of Gemara reading again. If you want to use Art Scroll, that's great. You want to use whatever other assistance, those are fantastic. The Daf Ayin Tes Amud Aleph, Ayin Ches Amud Aleph, 2 cases of a failed get. What's the first case of a failed get? And what's the flaw? What's the deficiency? What's flawed in the first case? Yamira, the communication. You deceived the woman. You told her, Kinsi Shtar Chobzeh. What's the second flaw? Come on, guys. You should all know this one. The woman is sleeping. Okay. Remember that? Used to be something you did in high school. Put your head down, stayed in bed, kissed your covers and your pillow. Long time ago, right? Nostalgia. Trip down memory lane. It's called sleeping. Okay, so the woman's sleeping. She obviously can't be divorced when she's sleeping. In the first case of the Mishnah, there's a solution to failed communication. What's the solution to failed communication? It sounds like a good metaphor for life. Good communication. We're looking for the secret to relationships and to marriage is communication and to raising children. Just try to communicate as much. It's hard. It's very hard. We're not good communicators. Part of what screens have done to us is makes it really hard for us to speak to people, really hard to... So not as accustomed to it. People used to actually talk to each other a lot. And think about all the time you spend watching, and it's hard to talk to people. I find a lot of people express that to me, especially around dating time, because it comes to a head. Right now, the worst thing you have to communicate with the chavrus is we're going to break up. Oh, my goodness. Relationships are very, very intricate and very complex, and a lot of people are afraid to date because they don't know how to, maybe it'll hurt her, she'll hurt me. And it's important to learn how to communicate and how to say what's on your heart in a respectful fashion. What about the second case with the woman sleeping? So can I just say, I'll communicate that there's a get when she wakes up. Just like I can solve the first flaw through communication, can I solve the second flaw through communication? So who says that I can? Who? No, the second case. Second case, we don't know. The Mishnah just says, Nasan bi'ada v'hi yishena, and then she wakes up, ain't a get. So who said that you can then speak to her afterwards? Right? And which Rishon you saw yesterday? Okay, let's take it from a different angle. What's the Chiddush of the Ravid? What's the Chiddush of the Ravid?
It works?
Even if she's sleeping, her Chatzar could be Kona.
Very good. The Ravid says there's a second solution to a sleeping woman. Not just to wake up and tell her, but you can actually divorce her when she's sleeping. Throw it into her Chatzar. So the Gemara says that you have to tell her after she wakes up, suggesting you can't divorce a sleeping woman at all. The Rabbi says if you throw it into her chatzer, then it works even if she's sleeping. And you don't even have to tell her anything. In theory, you could just tell it to the Edom, as we've seen before. You don't have to tell her she's Misgaresh, she's Bal Karchach. What's the Rashba's objection? What's the core of his objection? Why can't you divorce a sleeping woman? Again, just to be clear. The Mishnah talks about failed attempts to divorce a sleeping woman, which can be rectified by subsequent communication, as Rebbe said. The Ravid says, well, who needs to go that route? Just throw into her chatzah when she's sleeping. So you're embarrassed to divorce your wife. You don't want to hurt her feelings. She goes to sleep. You give her some sleeping pills. And then you throw into her chatzah and you walk away. Maybe it's a more sensitive way to do it, rather than speaking directly to her in a way that could hurt her feelings. What does the Rashba say? Why doesn't it work, Eitan?
Because Chatzar needs Yad to work, and she doesn't have Yad when
she's sleeping. Right. So there are 2 assumptions in the Rashba. The first assumption is that she doesn't have a Yad when she's sleeping. This is, of course, a little bit different than what we've seen, because she really has a Yad when she's sleeping. It's like when a person goes, I take a quick poll here. Who sleeps with their socks? Who sleeps without their socks? Without the socks? Oh, pretty good. With the socks. Okay, a couple people like the calming effect of the socks. So most people take their socks off when they go to sleep. Now you want your toes to get a little air out a little. You know, your roommate probably would wish you keep your socks on, but it's not his choice. Last I checked, you don't unscrew your hand. It's not like I'm unscrewing. Oh, time to go to sleep. Put it on the side. So a woman has a hand. And the need for a chatzar to reflect a hand and therefore you don't have a chatzar when you're sleeping is not the same as some of the other halachas we've seen. What are the other halachas we've seen that chatzar has to mimic a hand? Who remembers? What are some of the halachas we've seen? We've seen three already. Number one, the most prominent one is?
Smucha.
Who said that? Ula. Very good. A hand is always smuch. It's physically samach to me. So for a chatzar to mimic a hand, it has to be samach according to Ula, maybe even betoch. What other halacha did we see? Abaya, right? I don't have a choice whether it's my hand. It's now, today I want to use Avishai's hand. It's, I have to use my hand. I don't have a choice. This is my hand, like it or not. Whereas a chatzar that she's only acquiring through the transaction, she's opting into that chatzar. So these are integral structural elements of the hand. What do we see in the Gemara and Bava Metzia? Forget Tosfos and Rabbi Akiva Eger, the differences between them. But what was the Gemara really gauging? What aspect of the hand?
Control.
Mobility and control. Something in that vortex. Something between those two. So those are three aspects about a hand that are visceral. A hand is always attached to me. And a hand is something I don't have a choice about. And a hand is something I'm always controlling. So for a chatzar to mimic a yad, it has to contain those three traits. Here, the Rashba is giving a bit of a chiddush. A woman has a hand when she's sleeping, right? She always has her hand, so why can't she have a chatzar when she's sleeping? It just means the hand has no utility. When a woman's sleeping, her hand is like her nose. And men also. When a woman's sleeping, a person's sleeping, they lose all limb mobility, interest. It's like basically a piece of flesh. The fact that it's a hand, that it can grasp something, that it can... And what makes a hand who studies zoology, what's it called? The human beings are the only people that have, what?
Opposable thumbs,
right. So we can grasp something, we can clasp something. We're the only thing, primates have something. Basically, that's what makes a hand unique, that I can grasp it, that I can hold it. It has containment, as well as grasping and the ability to create subtle motion and pressure points. And so my hand is probably one of the most unique body limbs in the human body. Imagine it's the most unique body limb. In terms of external limbs, right? Other animals have noses, other animals have eyes, better eyes. And basically, you could probably identify in the animal kingdom animals that have better limbs per limb by every limb. I'd say a camel probably has better feet, and a snake has better eyes, and fish have better sense of smell, better noses. So every single limb that I have is a reduced limb compared to the animal kingdom. The only limb in my body that's superior is my hand, because of opposable thumbs, because of ability to grasp something, apply pressure, build, paint, whatever. But when I'm sleeping, that hand is in some way relinquished. When I'm sleeping, that hand is like just a piece of flesh. It doesn't mean that I don't have a hand. It means the hand has no purpose, no utility. The whole reason a yad kibikona is because it's so iconic as to human identity. Why is a yad kona? Why are we assuming this entire shiur that a yad is kona? That's the launching point of getting daf ayin zayin, that you're kona mitam yad. Can we extend yad to chatzar? Is chatzar like yad? Or now you have two psukim, minasim biyada, and matzah biyada. But there's an assumption that within my hand is mine, because that's what it is to be a human being, to hold items. So this is excel. So it isn't even monetary. It's something which isn't in any way encumbered by the monetary hold of the husband on her hand. So when I'm sleeping, I don't really have a hand. So how can I have a chatzar when I'm sleeping, the Rashba says. So this Rashba probably should be included in our now growing list of four features that you may need if a chatzar is a direct extension of yad. If a chatzar is some other halacha, and we just call it yad because we want to differentiate it from shlichus, then it doesn't really have to mimic a hand. It doesn't have to be correspondent to you, or it doesn't have to have the dynamic with you that a hand enjoys. But if a chatzar is mamish, an extension of a hand, the same way we saw yesterday, certain amarayim describing real extensions of your hand. What did we see yesterday? Your basket, kshura. Remember the Rashbam in Bava Basra, that a basket that's tluya is considered your yad. We said hagbaba, maybe it's your yad. We said the Meir Gershom, that even if it's on the ground, makom cheka possibly. So there are certain bodily appendages that are clearly your yad. Can we extend that even to chatzar, to your contained area? It could very well be. These are four requirements in order. Now, just to see how flexible your mind is working, which halacha have we seen in Shas? Far, far away. Far, far away. That may indicate that chatzar does not really work as an extension of yad, but it's just some other halacha that we just call yad, but it's not really an extension of your yad. Well, that's Rav Oshia against Ula. I don't think we've discussed this Gemara and at least one chair. Promise to have a chair. Kalim. I remember he said, should Kalim really be a chatzer model A? Or the whole efficacy of Kalim is when you put your Kalim down, you get the karka. In theory, Kalim may not be chatzer, that means we may not accept model A because it may not be a yad. It's one thing to call my zone, my area that I'm standing right near a yad. It's another thing to call some box that I put down my yad. So if we're asking, why should Kalim be a chatzer, or why should Kalim only work because you're putting it down and you're koneh the karka, it's because it may be harder to call some box that isn't stationary and permanent, maybe harder to call that mayad, especially because it's really hard to stand in the box and near the box. Remember that whole part of the shiur on Monday where we first built model A, that Kalim or a chatzer, and they said, well, maybe you have to build model B, and one of the problems was we can't really see a kli as a yad. So I want you to see the interface between how we're describing chatzer, which we're talking about right now with the Rashba and the Ravid, and yesterday's or the previous shiur about Kalim. Rafi.
She says that her actual yad is going to fall when she's asleep. It's clear that she has a yad.
The woman is kona, right, but she doesn't have a yad to be misgareshes. That yad, since she's asleep, she can acquire the item, but she can't be misgareshes. So she can't be misgareshes. What?
That's a separate issue because there was no amira. But really, if there's a chaser, the chaser would be kona for it. Because you're saying it's between yad, and either she has a yad or she doesn't. So either the yad is not kona for her. If you say that the chaser is within yad, then both the actual
yad
and her chatzar have to produce the same result if she's sleeping.
Okay.
According to Rashba, they don't.
Okay, so what do you see from... Good question. What do you see from your question? First of all, who held like you?
The one that said that yad is not a kinyan.
No, who held like you? Before the one who said yad is not a kinyan, who held like you?
The Ravid.
The Ravid. The Ravid said that since when a woman is sleeping, she can be misgareshes in terms of the acquisition of the actual document. Similarly, you can put into the chatzer. Evidently, you see from the Rashba, say, now turn your question into a theory. From the Rashba, the association between chatzer and yad has to be...
that chatzer isn't exactly yad.
Or that chatzer can only work... How would you articulate it? Who wants to help Rafi? Who wants to partner with Rafi? Rafi's saying, after all, when you put a get into a sleeping woman, she does acquire the get. You just have to tell her about it later on. So why can't... So she does have some yad capacity, but not yad for gerushin. So what do you see from this Rashba? And in order for chaser to be yad? No? What? So what does that teach us about chaser? She's not about gerushin. And what does it teach us about chaser?
That chaser is yad. And if she's sleeping, she's not about gerushin at that point, so the chaser works similarly.
Yeah, but you're not divorcing the chaser. So the chatzar doesn't have to be about skerishin.
I mean, the chatzar represents her, but her yad. But
right.
To the same extent that the yad can have a gerishin.
So what's the theory of chatzar? Chatzar can only be yad if? Say it as a sentence.
Chatzar can only be yad if her yad is able to accept gerishin.
If her yad, right. We look at it from a halachic standpoint. Chatzar can only perform a halachic function if the woman's yad can perform that halachic function. And since the woman's yad can't perform gerishin, the chatzar can't create that same effect. Even though you're not divorcing the chatzar. Right, but you can acquire the document, but you can't perform the ma'aseh gerushin.
In neither case are you performing the ma'aseh gerushin without the amira. That's a separate issue.
But according to the Rashba, but it's not. I can only use my chatzar as an extension of me per halachic function. My chatzar is not an extension of me in theory, then I say, well, let it accomplish what I could accomplish when I'm sleeping. I say, can my chatzar be my extension for getting? And since right now, as Noam's saying, I'm not a gittin candidate, then I can't use my chatzar as a git candidate.
Seems like an arbitrary decision.
Okay. So you agree with the Ravid. You're not willing to accept the Rashba. Who else agreed with the Ravid but still said that you can't throw into a sleeping woman's chatzar? Who gave a different reason? What did the Ran say? Why can't you throw into a sleeping woman's chatzar?
It's not
mishamer. So according to the Ran, the problem with a sleeping person's chatzar is in the ability of the chatzar to be my extension, or not the way the chatzar represents me, but the way the chatzar gives me that other word was always crucial to get this other track. The problem with a sleeping person's chatzar is not in the representative capacity of the chatzar, but in the chatzar mitam yad, how the chatzar can represent me, Rafi, that somehow if I'm not a bas gerushin, the chatzar can't represent me in gerushin. But what's the problem? Not the chatzar mitam yad issue, but the Say it in Lamdasha language, not the Chatzim Mitam Yad issue, but the, say it in more abstract concept, the, say it in Hebrew, the Maisa Kinyan of the Chatzim. Not how that Maisa Kinyan relates to me, but the actual function of the Chatzim. It's really important whenever we're dealing with Chatzim and we have a problem, what's the problem? Is the problem in the Chatzim can no longer represent me? Or the problem is, maybe it represents me, it's just not doing anything. Chatzir doesn't have walls, it's not mishtameres. One is called, it can be mayad or mashiach in theory, if we're talking about sheikh, since it's get, we're not talking about sheikh. Can it be mayad, can it be mashiach, can it be me, or just throwing it into some random contained area. B is the chatzir doing anything? If you throw it into airspace, maybe the chatzir is not doing anything. It's my chatzir, it's my perfect chatzir, it's no one else's chatzir. But airspace does nothing. It's a chisar in the ma'isakinyan of the chatzir. So according to the Ran, he agrees with the Rashba, you can't divorce a sleeping woman and putting it into a chatzer, but because the chatzer is not mishtameres, because the woman is sleeping and can't control the chatzer, which maybe what happens if the chatzer were really mishtameres by itself, let's say it had walls. Maybe you could divorce a sleeping woman according to the Ran, and some of the Chorim wouldn't argue. But it's very clear, Rafi, that the Ran agreed with your Ha'ara, but still wanted to maintain the Shita of the Rashba, and therefore canceled the Gerushin, not because this chatzer can't represent me, but cancel the Gerish because it's not Maisa Chatzer, because it's not Mishtameres, reminiscent of the Rabbeinu Karaskas' approach in Uli. Remember, Uli required to be Samach to the Chatzer? And we just assumed because we want the Chatzer to be more like Yad, but the Rabbeinu Karaskas said, no, if you're not near the Chatzer, you're not supervising the Chatzer, and the Chatzer isn't Mishtamer. So these are really ideas that we discussed last week, but they come up in this Machlokas between the Rashba and the Ravid, and the Rashba has a very fascinating way of demanding Yad representation or yad functions or characteristics in a chatzer. And since a sleeping woman doesn't have yad, Rafi, for gerushin, then the chatzer can be my extension for gerushin. And we calibrate or meter the ability for a chatzer to be my yad, not in general, based on general ideas, whether it's attached to me, not attached to me, mobile, independent, but we gauge it and meter it per function. Can this chatzer be my yad for get? It can't be, because I don't have a yad for get, and the chatzer can't play that role. Obviously, the Ravid felt that a chatzer is autonomous. Chatzer is a separate halacha, and even though you can't divorce a woman, if someone stops you on the street and say, prove to me that chatzer mitam yad doesn't really mean yad, I would say this Ravid is close to the top of my list. Most other shittos are fungible or ambiguous. You can take them. This is a pretty powerful Ravid. That I'm sleeping, a woman's sleeping, let's say she can't be divorced, she's not a divorceable woman, but you can divorce her by circumventing her and going through her chatzah and divorcing her through her chatzah, even though she doesn't have the halacha capacity to acquire a get, which includes knowledge and amira, she doesn't have that capacity. When it comes to a chatzah, you can place the get into her chatzah and deliver the amira to the eidim and divorce the woman. That's a pretty potent statement about the autonomy or the autonomous nature of a chatzah, even if it works with Tam Yad, which it has to work. Okay, so just take that Ravid and Rashba and remember how impactful this Ravid Rashba can be. Okay? Kapish? Okay, let's start Dalet Amos. Okay. Who wants to read the Mishnah and the Gemara? Haisa Medes B'Shem Sarabim. Any volunteers? Dalet Amos. Much as you require in this world, you can have big houses, big yachts, fancy cars, business class seats. In the end, you only have four Amos. Everyone lives in four amos in the end of their lives. That's it. So always keep that in mind. As ambitious as you become, and some of you will become ambitious, and as much as you acquire, and hopefully some of you will acquire things for good reason, but just remember it all comes crashing down. No one never saw a hearse hauling a U-Haul. You don't carry your possessions to the next world. So you have what you have, you use it. Beautiful story. Evidently, it seems too good to be true. It's probably folklore. It's probably an urban legend. But the Reichman family from Toronto really were a very interesting family. They were the people that I think turned the tide. What I mean turned the tide is in the 80s and 90s, Torah became more popular and yeshivas became more greater proliferation. They were funding a lot of the yeshiva, the growth in yeshivas in the 80s and 90s. I mean, I'm still from the 70s. Yeshivas were very, very small. They really weren't successful. Now you've got the mega yeshivas and the mega kolels and the Lakewoods and the Mirs, and it's because there was a lot of funding, and the Reichman family provided a lot of this funding. So evidently, the patriarch of the family, when he died, he instructed his children, I'm leaving an envelope, and there's something very special, an envelope with a note attached. And Mirtz Hashem, a week or two after the Shiva, and should open the envelope and read it together. Okay, so everyone's wants to leave over last will and testament. It's chidushim, some artifact of Aaron Cutler, who knows what he's got in the envelope. They sit down, they open the envelope, it's a dirty pair of socks with a note. He says, I just want to let you know that no matter what you require in this world, you don't take anything to Olam Haba, even your socks. So you don't even take your socks. Let's just put it into perspective. I'm not saying what you should or shouldn't acquire. The beautiful Rabbeinu Tam on the other token, in order to affect Kinyan Agav, if I want to sell you an item you can't make a Kinyan on, I say, you know, I'm selling you land. And while I'm selling you land, be kind of the Metatlin Agav. It's a very, very powerful Kinyan because I can sell you Metatlin even if you're not present with the object to make a Maisa Kinyan. So the problem is, in order to have Kinyan Agav, you need to own land. Most people rarely own land. If you don't own land, how do you affect the Kinyan Agav? So the very famous sheet of Rabbeinu Tam is that every Jew owns land, namely the four amos that he has the right to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. And since you own four amos, everyone can make a Kinyan Agav. I'm lending you my burial plot for 5 minutes, obviously give it back to me, and while I'm lending you the burial plot, I'm giving over my animal, my Mercedes-Benz, whatever. So everyone just has their four amos. It's a nice moment to take a step back and remind ourselves everyone has four amos. Anyway, in halacha, who's reading? Who are the volunteers to read after that? That very pessimistic view of life. Stephen, take it away. Haisel medes b'shus harabim.
Haisel medes b'shus harabim deserves to law. Karav lo migureshes, karav lo inu migureshes. Mechsa
migureshes, ve'inu migureshes. Okay, in the tradition. Okay, Gemara.
Hikidami karav lo, hikidami karav lo. Amar rav, arba amos shela zehu karav lo. Arba amos shela zehu karav lo.
Okay. Okay. So let's start from the beginning. What's Rav's chiddush? Rav interprets the Mishnah. Strange Mishnah. Karov lo, karov la. We never see kinyanim like this. So the only kinyan that Rav can reconcile with the language of the Mishnah is the kinyan called Dalanama. So what's Rav's chiddush? Aside from the linguistic chiddush. Is there halacha chiddush? After all, we have a Gemara in Bav Mitzia that teaches us the takan of dalet amos. Gerush v'gerushin. Okay, so now we just put things into perspective. Rav is taking Bav Mitzia and applying it to gerushin. That's no small feat. Who disagrees with Rav? Rabbi Yochanan, everyone on the next page that has interpretations of this Mishnah that are not dalet amos. So we got to get into the mindset of Rav. This is Rav, an important Gemara. Let's get into his mindset. What did he feel by extending the kinyan of Dalet Amos and Bav Mitzia to Gerushin and presumably Kiddushin? It's a whole different barrel of monkeys, right? To say it by Gerushin and Kiddushin, a lot harder. And the second part of the sugya, which we'll try to probe tomorrow, is, okay, Stephen, it makes sense to put Dalet Amos into the language of Karov Lo and Karov La, but what becomes entangled? What becomes a little bit tough sledding? What? I can hear. Mechzel, mechzel. What do you mean, mechzel, mechzel? How do you have mechzel, mechzel before amos? It's either my friends, you know, they're together in the middle, that already gets a little bit hunky. And what we're talking about. We're going to have to deal with that tomorrow. And of course, I don't know how much of that you saw. Okay, just like we said, whenever we have a sugya, we want to just compartmentalize what we're dealing with. We have a Gemara Bava Metzia. This is, again, it's just so crucial to be able to do this. Hey, let's go back to the source. Is there something called Dalet Amos? This is the first Gemara that talks about Dalet Amos. Clearly not. So what is Rav saying? Why is anyone arguing on Rav? Answer is because who says it can extend to Gerushin? And then the Gemara has its problems, which will help us get better magnification of Dalet Amos by seeing what happens if he's there or she's there, who's first, who's there together. So we have an application of Dalet Amos, where there's joint presence in Dalet Amos. Okay? Okay, so let's start. Let's go back to Bava Metzia. Who quoted the Takan of Dalet Amos? Anyone know who that person was? We talked about him earlier this week, yesterday, 2 days ago. Rish Lakish. So our good friend Rish Lakish tells us the Takan of Dalet Amos. He quotes Abba Kohen Bardila. Okay, so he quotes his friend the Kohen. Abba Kohen Bardila. What's the reason the Chachamim made the Takana? So people want to fight. If there's an Aveda, people are going to run together. They'll each get there and fight. So the Chacham say, whoever gets in the general vicinity of the Aveda first gets it. So there's no purpose to fight. Whoever was there first, we just measure who got on the scene. Who was on the scene first? O-T-S. Who was on the scene? You get to keep the Aveda. and we're going to try to reduce fighting and altercations and physical infractions on the scene. Okay. Question, though, is not why the Chachamim made the Takana, but what Takana did they make? Does this remind you of a sikha we've seen before? Trying to define the Takana, what's the content of the Takana? Did they just make a Takana first come, first serve? Panenechta. Panenechta has a real motive for the Takana. We need to have a long-distance notarization. Or they misake. The misake, and this whoever brings the get is Neman. But then it's talking that it's part of the Maaseh Gerushin, part of the Shlichos. What's the key nafka mina? Don't give me, what's the key nafka mina? Is it a din whoever has information or only someone that's delivering the get? If you already gave the get, can you say b'fanei nechta, the Gemara member, daf hei amid beis, with Meir the Rabbanan? Number two, can a Shlich Kabbalah say b'fanei nechta, the Rambanan, the Meiri? Those are the two OTS nafkaminos, on the street nafkaminos. Someone stops you on the street, give me two nafkaminos, whether b'fanei nechtav is just a takana, or part of the takana was they made it part of the Maaseh Gerushin. Can it be anyone who has information, or only the shliach l'halacha while he's performing the Maaseh Nesina? Nafkamina is shliach l'kabbalah, nafkamina is post Maaseh Nesina. Okay, so we have a similar question here. When the Rabbanan made the takana, they make a takana first come, first serve, by Aveda, or in order to solve Aveda, Rabbanan made a takana that's a little bit different. Well, who do you think would say that it's a broader takana rather than just first come, first serve? Who do you think would say what I'm just saying? Rav, very good. Simple reading of Rav is, hine, Rav says it works not just two people vying for a lost phone, but a man can divorce his wife with the kinyan of Dalet Amos. So I'm ready to end shiur right now. Again, I want you to see instinctive logic. Very good, Yoni. Excellent. Who says what Yoni just said? That Rav's extension to Gittin is reflective of the original Takana. Namely, essence reflects, scope reflects essence. It is not just by Mitzia, but it's also by Get. Then evidently, the essence of the Takana was not just a Takana first come, first serve. Who says what I just said? Well, Yoni. What? Rashi, maybe, it's hard to know, but he says it very clearly. The? Can I have 10 choices? It's not the Shagas Aryeh. Vinokraskas, very good, excellent. Who else? The Ran. Let's read the Ran, because that's the most famous, and we'll be Vinokraskas. Most people don't have the Vinokraskas. Let's see the Ran, because it's in Ravenic, it's inside in our Gemaras, and then we'll go back to Vinokraskas, but they're just as clear. Ran Daf Mem Amud Beis, Al Arif. He's dealing with a side issue, which we'll see in a moment, but let's just read his language. I'll read the second part of the line, then we'll go back and read the first part of the line. Remember, he's not just dealing with scope, he's also dealing with level, which we'll see in a moment. Kivan Derabanan Tikninhu. It's Diva Maschal Hechidami, the fourth line. Kivan the Rabbanan Tekninu ve'amri she'ekonos hare hiknum lo ve'asam kichatzero ve'hefker bezdin hefker. The content of the Takana was, the reason of the Takana is to prevent Tani and Rafi from duking it out. But the content of the Takana was, whoever gets there first, those four amos can be that person's temporary chatzer. The Rabbanan extended Kinyan Chatzer to include Dalet Amos. Dalet Amos Shaladim Konos Loki Shalo. Not just Chatzer, Midr Rabbanan is not just something you own. Chatzer Midr Rabbanan is wherever you're standing. Interesting, wherever you're standing. What does that suggest about Chatzer? This is an open question. I don't have any specific. Avi, there's some Torah on the floor. Maybe you want to pick it up. I don't have anything specific in mind to your left. But if I can turn Dalet Amos into a Chatzer, and I can turn it into a yad, right? Because it works for Gerushin. So is chatzar an extension of my yad, or is chatzar some separate reshus that's mine that I can be kohen? What does this sound like to you? What does this tell you? If the Rabbanan can turn Dalet Amos into chatzar, so it shows us what they wanted to do about Dalet Amos. They didn't just make a blunt takana, but they made some broader takana. But is chatzar flexible enough to be extended to Dalet Amos? What would you say?
say it's a Yad Mamish, it sounds like the four elms fulfill all the four.
So Akiva is saying something very interesting. The Nifchatzer is an extension of your hand. So normally, hand extensions have to be based on proximity and ownership. Those are the two requirements for hand. How can my chazer be in my hand? We'll have to be nearby, samuch, karov, something. That's according to Ula. And also I've got to own it. And maybe other hand associations. Akiva is saying that's minatara. Midrabanan, everyone said, look, all you need is proximity. You don't need full ownership. But what was implicit in Akiva's statement is that if chatzim mitam yad is not an extension of my hand, it's just some separate rishos that I own that could be in my holding area, maybe it has to be semi-permanent. It can't be something that pans or that moves with dalan amos. Essentially, with dalan amos, everywhere I'm walking, there's a moving chatzim. We'll see maybe tomorrow there's machlokes about that. Can you get dalan amos when you're walking? But essentially, if my four amos vicinity, my four amos radius is my chatzim, what does that tell us about how our Chachamim viewed concept? Because it has to make sense. I have to do something that makes sense. I wanted to make a takana. I didn't want the takana just to be the Tani gets it if he gets it before Rafi. I wanted the takana to be more global. That we're redefining zones. We're re-landscaping zones. We're rezoning. But can Chatzar be rezoned? Would Chatzar allow itself to be rezoned in areas that I don't own? Can I delete property ownership and still make it my Chatzar? If my chatzar is some separate reshus that it's my holding area, my P.O. box office that holds it for me, do I at least have to own it? Has it to be permanently mine? So like he was saying something very intriguing, that maybe this proves that chatzar is really an extension of yad, and that at least midrabanan, we can extend it even without ownership and without permanence. Okay, so that's interesting to think about. Will chatzar play ball with us? Maybe it's one thing to say I want to turn dalan amos into chatzar, but is chatzar something that's so elastic that I can switch outside of permanence and ownership? Okay, but let's get back to our sugya. Let's see the Rabbeinu Kraskas. Who has Rabbeinu Kraskas available? First come, first serve. Takanas Vacham, whoever opens it first gets to read it. For some it's an incentive, for some it's a deterrent. Let's go all race to open it up. Okay, who's racing? Okay. Are you down? Let's all race to open it up. Let's go. Ratzlu Devar Mitzvah. Vayisa Eina, Vayisa Ragla Vayelach. All of a sudden, Yaakov runs after his dream, Parshas Vayetze. He has visions. When he has vision, he moves faster because he's driven to something. So it's important to always keep your vision intact. Okay, go ahead. Kivan Derabanan, Reish Memtes. Kivan Derabanan, Dalan Amos, Asam Kechatzer Mamish, Hefker Best in Hefker. Read a little more, a little weiter. He's got some real explanation, or Lutosva's beer, like we saw in the Tanya today. He's going to explain it. Uvi Osa Shah. Wow. The Osa Shah Shu Omeid Sham Zacha Bi Osa Makom Bikano. And you want to say in a fancy Lamdash way, the gather of Dalan Amos is not a Takana, the gather of Dalan Amos is, it becomes his Chatzah. Or if you want to say it even more intriguingly, listen carefully, this is the way it appears in Svarim. One way to say the takan of Dalan Amos is haknas hachefetz, that whoever gets there first gets the chefetz. So if Tani and Rafi are fighting it out, Tani gets there first. First person to arrive within the four amos vicinity of the item, four amos radius of the item. So the chachamim were makne the chefetz to Tani. As opposed to saying that they're not makne the chefetz, it's not a din in the chefetz, it's a din in the, okay, in the makom. Not haknas hachefetz, it's haknas hamakom. Whoever gets there first gets the makom. The Ran and the Rabbeinu Kraskas are saying that Rav's extension can only be understood model B. Right on the board. Okay. I can be lazy. I'm Dalan Amos. Is it Haknas Hachefetz? Or it's Haknas Hamakom? The Ran and the Rabbeinu Kraskas say it's a din in the Makom, and therefore it works for a get. By the way, how does it work? How do the Rabbanan have the right to give me a Makom or a Hachefetz? Hefker Bez and Hefker. Which is a din deraisa, lamed vav, and gittin. Those of you probably were you up in Tibikias? Were you in Mikiyas at night these days? Lamed, okay, so you're close. Anyone know where Hefkabez and Hefker is? Lamed Hey, Lamed Vav. Anyone know which Pesukim we learn it from?
From Nechemiah and from Yeshua.
Machlokas, right. Either from the allocation of Eretz Yisrael or from Nechemiah. What's going on in Nechemiah?
They were making a gathering to speak about the intermarriage situation. Right. So they said, over to them.
Right, those come. So they find people who wouldn't come to the intermarriage convention, to the break up with your foreign wives day. There was a cyber breakup with your foreign wives day. So they all came back from Babel with intermarriage and to break up. So they say, gave a fine for everyone to come. In your mind, by the way, which is a more powerful application of Hefker Best than Hefker? Knas HaChevetz or Knas HaMakom? Which is a bigger Kiddush in terms of Hefker Best than Hefker theory? Of course. Knas HaChevetz could just be Hefkar, that even though Rafi picks it up before Tani and beats him to a pulp, and Rafi makes the formal Maisa Kinyan, the Chachamim can annul Rafi's Kinyan and then let Tani pick it up and make a Maisa Kinyan. So essentially, in that scenario, Aknas HaChevetz, Hefker Best and Hefker is only what? In a more limited fashion, Nidan, is only during what? Say it sharper. Hefker Best and Hefker is only, listen to my language. Rafi made a Kinyan verse, he picked it up. We want to annul Rafi's Kinyan and let Tani pick it up. It's only Mafkir. Hefker Best and Hefker sounds like I can't really transfer items, I can just break Kinyanim. We can tell you, Elad, that the money you think you own in your pocket is not yours, because you didn't come to the intermarriage convention, and therefore. But can Hefker Bez and Hefker actually create new kinyanim and change Bailus? That's what's happening in the second version. Now we're taking a zone and saying, now this is the Nadel zone for the next 10 minutes that you're standing there. That's a much more ambitious form of Hefker Bez and Hefker. Not for now. I'm sure Rabbi Kay will probably give a shiur about Hefker Bez and Hefker, but keep this in mind, that Hefker Bez and Hefker is at the heart of this whole process. And according to the Rambam Akraskas, we rezone the area. It's your Dalet Amos, it's your Chatzer. You could be miskareshes with Dalet Amos. What does the Ramban say? How does the Ramban defend himself? The Ramban says that it's Aknas. I mean, he doesn't say it clearly, but how does the Ramban defend the extension to get? It's one thing to say they made a takana in Bava Mitzia, today Lasi Linsuye, but what happened here? How can you use Dalet Amos for get? It has nothing to do with fighting and beating each other to a pulp, and how can you be Megarish a woman? All the fighting's over. That's why they're getting divorced. No more fighting. We finally got them under control. What does the Ramban say? Who read the Ramban? They gave the Ramban, right? Okay, let's say it a little sharper. There is a, you're missing one word? Separate takana. There's one takana that Gemara is explicit about in Bava Metzia, L'asi L'nsuye. It's a separate takana, Mishum what? Why would you want to make a takana to facilitate, Mishum? Igunos. What is this reminiscent of? That we have two parallel takanas, one for monetary issues, one for women and iguna issues, and even though the Gemara is explicit about one, the other is implied. Yeah. What? Kfiya, right? Well, not really kfiya, but Shlichu Sayu Kavdina. The Gemara Sanhedrin says that when you apply Shlichu Sayu Kavdina for monetary issues, Kedei Shlotin Hold Down from Day 11. And then a very, very important Amara said that we can apply it, we can also do it even though we're not Smuchin, we can do Kfiya even though we're not Smuchin, we're Hejyotos. Who's that Amara? Yes. Yosef. And he didn't tell us that we're making a Takana of Igunos, he implied it. If we're willing to make a Takana for Mammon, then we'll certainly make a Takana for Igunos. That's essentially the logic. Once we've got a Takana for Mammon on the books, we're going to make a Takana for Igunos also. What's the parallel juice? What enables us to make the Takana? And when it comes to Mammonos, we have Hefker, Bes, and Hefker. How do we just play games with people's marriages? What's parallel to Hefker, Bes, and Hefker? Afkina Rabbanon, Kalta Makadosh. You now have two examples in Shas where we're applying Afkinu, even though the Gemara doesn't say it. What are those two examples? There's a list of about seven or eight in Shas. It's easy. Just look up Bar Ilan, go to Afkinu, you'll find the seven lists to the Encyclopedia Talmudit. What are the two cases we've seen so far where the Gemara is secretly applying Afkinu, even though we don't see it? Well, let's start with the cases where the Gemara does say. Stephen, what's the case in Ksivas of Afkinu?
Get only would work with the Rabban,
What type of get is it?
To get al
tanai. Get al tanai, and the tanai wasn't really niskayim. Okay, what's another case of afgino from Maseches Gittin?
If you're batel the get shelo.
Batel the shlichus shelo b'fanav. So let's say I send the shliach to Spain to divorce my wife, and I'm about the shliach shelo b'fanav. Really, it's not a shliach, but she's not going to know. She's going to get married, so the get is validated midrabanan. Now we've seen, so far over the last 3 weeks, seen two examples of afgino, even though the Gemara doesn't say it. Example number one, Daniel is shlichus arukav dinan, that we can process a get and force the guy to give a get, even though we're not mumchin. What's the second case of afgino, even though it doesn't say it? Dalet amos. Rabban's bechedesh is dalet amos. Rabban tells Rabbeinu Kraskus in the Ran, how dare you assume that the expanded scope from Mammon to Kinyan to Gittin is reflective of some new way to reformulate the takana that they made into my zone. They didn't. They just made a takana first come, first serve. It's not a knas makom, it's a knas sechayfetz. It's just like they made a takana for mammon, first come, first serve. They made a takana for getting mishum miguna, akilu buhu rabban. Okay? So we have two shitas in this sugya as to how to explain Rav. When Rav was extending it to Gittin, is it because he saw the takana through a certain lens, that it's a knas and makam, the Ran and Ben Akraskas, or Rav was just saying there's two takanas in the book. There's a takana, Mishem Shalasil and Suye. There's a takana. If you want, before I answer your question, if you want, this is also a machlokas, not so much in our sugya. Yeah, I gave you a little hint of that in the Rashba. Can you use Dalet Amos for a matana? Let's say I get all, you know, all mushy and sentimental. I want to give a nice big gift to, let's say, Fodeman. I feel bad about what happened last week in the meeting. I'm feeling all repentive, and not so much, but contrite. And I'm a little embarrassed. I can't look. I want to give a nice gift, extra yeshiva RC at the next tish. So I want to give him the gift. So I want to make a keen. It's not Shabbos. They come before Shabbos. I feel like I don't have time to make a keen. I'll throw into your Dalet Amos. So if the takana of Dalet Amos was haknas hamakom, would it work for matana? Ah, haknas hachefetz, would it work for matana? No, because they only were makna the chefetz to avoid what?
Fighting.
Is there any fight here? Let's say Yoni Fine wants to usurp the RC Kola. I'm not being makna to you. You're not getting a gift. It's only Fodeman. So fighting is only when there's two people who are legitimate candidates to acquire. But when there's a das makna, there's no fight. If there's no fight, there's no takana. So it's just a takana. The first come, first serve to avoid fighting. It may not extend to matana, which is what the Ramban says in Bava Mesiyah. The Ramban in Bava Mesiyah that I didn't show you is consistent with the Ramban in Gittin. Now, they didn't rezone the area. They just awarded the item to the first arriver, to the first responder. And therefore, it only applies to Mesiyah. It doesn't apply to Mecher and Matana with his Das Acheres Makna. And in order to justify Rav, who extended it to get, I've got to come up with some other takana that isn't on the books that we never find in our shas, but that evidently took place. Whereas the Rashba in Bava Mesiyah that I did show you, right? I showed you the Rashba. What does the Rashba say? Did he use the language like the Rebbeinu Kraskus? This is today's Makaris. I put him on the side. Where's the Rashba? Where's the Rashba in front of him? Any idea? He quotes the first we showed him. It's only by Mesiyah. Vilachara, line number 3, Eino Nira. The kivan shetiknu lola chasayin tiknu. So it's not as clear as Rebbeinu Kraskus in the Ran, but he could be, not sure, that there's no halfways. Once they rezone the areas, Dalet Amos, no halfways. You could be kona Mitziah, you could be kona get, you could be kona matana. No?
Even if you're not the makom, it could still be only so that people don't fight. Why are we specifically saying that the time of people not fighting is only for knas hachefetz?
I'm not sure I understand. Say that again.
Why is the question only on the Ramban that says it's not the Hakanat? You can also say that people don't want to fight if you hold the Takana was not the Makom.
No, because if it's the Hakanat Makom, then the reason that we instituted it and we sat down to make a whole hullabaloo is we wanted to avoid Tani and Rafi fighting. But now that we sat down, we went far, far afield from this whole concern. We're not concerned with Tani and Rafi. We rezoned the areas. Your chatzar, you could be caught anything in that chatzar.
And just the rezoning shows us that the Takana was more broad.
Yeah. Let's say it differently. Once there's a broadening, then you sever yourself from the original motive. If it's just a Takana, then it always has to have the motive intact. Once you've created some new halachic reality, then even without the motive, that halachic reality can be impactful. So matana is a classic example. There's no halachic motive because no one's going to fight about it. But if the motive, awaken some larger beast, something that's larger than, you know, it's his own independent logic, then it can apply even without the motive. Okay? Yes.
So according to the Ramban, Matana, is he's able to be mocked in the Matana?
No, you're not able to, because there's no, because Ramban holds it. As a Knas HaChevetz, and the Knas HaChevetz is what I'm saying very clearly. It's only when there's insuye, only when there's fighting. And by Matana, there's no fight, and therefore you're not fighting. Whereas if you're not in the Makom, you're called a Matana as well. Okay. There's an interesting tosis in Bav Metzia. Remember, there are two scenes to the sugi. One is Bav Metzia Daf Yod. Can't believe no one learned Bav Metzia in high school. You didn't get up to this, right?
You know.
Oh, in Dalai Lamas. Oh, so you should be ahead of the game here. Okay, we got to rescind your acceptance. Call up the other yeshiva. Afkina Rabbanim, perfect sugi. Called him as Kabbal, Adaita, the Rabbi Tarakin is Kabbal, Afkina Rabbanim, look at him. I just actually got an email last night from a rabbi in Teaneck about some unnamed boy who wants to transfer to, wants to talk to him. He says, I sent him over to Ellie, you know, like. And I said, evidently, I interviewed him, and I wasn't so impressed. And he wants to plead the case or something. So, you know, Ellie's there for Israel Nights. Deal with it that way. I'm trying to get less involved. Anyway, so what are we talking about? We're talking about Dalai Lama. Okay, which Amorayim may have been arguing about whether the Rabbanan awarded a chayfetz or the Rabbanan rezoned an area? What am I talking about now? We've seen this in Rishonim, right? We've seen two different models. In one case, how to extend it to get, not whether to extend it to get, but how to extend it to get. Another case as to whether it would extend to Matana, there's halacha lemaisa issue. What other factor that you saw discussed yesterday may be a function of how to understand the takana? I don't know if I talked about this last year in Silver Spring. Get some chocolate milk, I'll jog my memory. A little chocolate milk carton, some inside joke. In the kitchen there. Okay. You forgot the jokes also. Have amnesia, did you hit your head last night? Got into a fight with Danny Friedman and he like socked you over the head. Do you know who you are? Yes, show me.
Papa Rishesh.
Scope. But here, interestingly enough, look carefully, the more inherent the takana is, the more limited the scope is. If they're just makne the chayfetz, so we've seen that agnas chayfetz might have limited scope; it only applies to mitzia, not to matana. But in theory, it would be independent of geographic location. Wherever you are, if you arrive there first, you're kona first. In fact, as our papa suggests, it works in rishus harabim. Rishus harabim, listen carefully, Noam, is a place where there's the greatest likelihood of interactions and infractions and fighting. Right? Rishus harabim. Simta, quiet areas, who goes into Simta. So if anything, not just, it should work in Rishus HaRabim, that's the primary zone that we're worried about. The primary zone is, that's the ring, that's where they're fighting, that's where they're beating each other up. So of course, if the whole takana is to prevent fighting, so it should work in a Simta, it should work in a Chatzar HaShurfim, and it should certainly work in Rishus HaRabim. Comes along Rosh Hashas, and Rosh Hashas says, no, it only works in a Simta. It's a little area, and that simta is both available to Rafi and Tani because it's open for the public use, and who rides in the simta first, and there's mitzvah in the simta. But it would not work in Rosh HaSarab. That's counterintuitive. If you're just making a takana to prevent fighting and bloodshed, it should definitely work in Rosh HaSarab. Evidently, Noam, they sat there, they were worried about Rafi and Tani, but again, think of it in terms of meta-halachic concerns. When we have an issue that we have to solve, we can't just concoct some new halachic construct. Oh, by the way, you didn't make a Kenyan, but it's yours. Think of what would happen to the halachic system, seriously. I once compared it, I'll tell you the mashal I used like 10 years ago, everyone had a good laugh about it, but just imagine if every time we needed a halacha, we made a new principle. So there'd be no network, it wouldn't be network logic, halachic system wouldn't be manageable, it looked like some a cinnamon bun that you just add units to it, like this breakaway challah, is that another unit? Can you imagine even breakaway challah? It's nice, it's symmetrical, you can break. Imagine every time we needed to, okay, another guest is coming, put another piece of challah on another. The breakaway challah would look at a head like it has acne, you know, like there's some strange growth on it. So you want to make things symmetrical so that you can manage it and apply it and understand it. So the Rabbanan didn't just make up concepts, they said, we have a problem. The problem is Rafi and Tani for the next generations. And we have to solve the problem. How do we solve the problem? Let's take a halachic concept and stretch it. Let's take kinyan chatzer, which normally only applies to something you own, and stretch it to dalet amos. We have a problem. We don't want people intermarrying by drinking together. So we can't just make up some new isser. So let's take an isser that already exists and stretch it and redefine it. There's an isser to drink wine that's libation, sabot azara. Let's take that isser and extend it, not just to libations, but any wine that a guy touched. Chazal want to conserve halachic constructs in order to maintain the integrity of the system, rather than endless principles, in which case it all becomes arbitrary and random. What's the halacha? Well, let's just see, you know, what issue we have to solve, as opposed to having categories that can be stretched or contracted based on need. This is a very, very important concept. Chazal didn't just randomly make up a takana. Chazal said, we have a problem. To solve the problem, let's flex. Let's make one of our halachic concepts more elastic. Tarez goes to chatzar. Let's take chatzar and stretch it to include dalet amos. To me, it's fascinating to take Rosh Hashanah's statement above Metziah, that you can't use Dalet Amos and Rosh Hashanah Rabin, which is suggestive of the Ran and the Bein Akraskas, it is HaKenas HaMakom, and hold that up with Caleb Shalokech B'Shiz Mocha, conversation at the beginning of it, which is also Rosh Hashanah's question. So Rosh Hashanah has two questions, neither of which talks about Chatzar, but both of which talk about Chatzar. One is Caleb Shalokech B'Shiz Mocha, does it work? One is his inability to stretch Dalet Amos into Rosh Hashanah Rabin because presumably it's HaKenas HaMakom. So be careful. In the world of Matana, does Dalet Amos work for Matana? If you hold HaKenas HaChefetz, no. If you hold HaKenas HaMakom, yes. So it's his expanded scope. If you ask where Dalet Amos works, does it work in Rishus HaRabim? HaKenas HaMakom, yes, because it's geographically independent. HaKenas HaMakom, it may not work in Rishus HaRabim. Well, that's a problem. Because which Gemara says that Dalet Amos works in Rishus HaRabim? Gittin. Right, very good. Let's read the Gemara in Gittin. Yoni, you said, let's read the Gemara for us before we get to Naam's question. What's the Gemara? The Gittin, the Fine Chesed Advice. Let's go back to the Gittin. No, which line lets us know that we're standing in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? Not Nine Chesed Advice, but we're in Nine Chesed and obviously see the words Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Just do a quick search. Haisa. Omedes, Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So what would Rav Sheshes say about this Mishnah? So the easy answer is Rav Sheshes would. Well, go one level up, zoom out. Rav Sheshes would, remember, you're stuck in a convention, just break the convention, and you have an answer for Rav Sheshes. What's the presumption that we're working within? Within Rav. Rav interpreted the Mishnah as Dalet Amos. Who didn't interpret the Mishnah as Dalet Amos? Biyofan. Biyofan says that the Mishnah, Karav Lo, is some other halacha that we'll talk about a little bit tomorrow. The whole problem, the whole pressure against Bava Metziah is only if you interpret the Gemara like Rav. Biyofan avoided the whole issue. Now, why he avoided it, what he held about Dalet Amos, that's very speculative what Biyofan would hold. But if you're Rav Sheshes, and you don't apply Dalet Amos to Shesh Rabim, you could just choose Rabbi Yochanan's read of the Mishnah. If Sheshes would read the Mishnah, that has to do with Afilu Mea Am, which is clearly not Dalet Amos based. That's one solution. Okay? What's another solution? Shesh Rabim doesn't mean... It means a simta. Tosfos, Dibra Masra B'Yochanan, the Od Kasha, Dervashi, it's really Sheshes, right? What do we have in Bavan Tzir? Dervashi or Sheshes? I thought it was Sheshes, right? Remembers Bav Metziah? Yeah. Sheshes, right? Yes, the Tosfos has a different use of Rashi. Okay, it doesn't. For our purposes right now, it's less important. The Od Kasha, there of Shashi, of Sheshes, Isli, Hasim, Shisarabim, Lotiknu, Dalet Amos, Vachatinan, Isa, Menu, Shisarabim. Tosfos gives a very, very interesting answer. Yachal Hashomer, which probably is my first answer, that he holds like Rabbi Yochanan, by Yachal Hashomer, you don't need Dalet Amos, even Mea Amma. Just by show of hands, okay, let's climb into Rav Sheshes' mind. If you don't take these two answers, one answer is Shus Rabin is Labdavka, okay, so just wipe it off the records. Another answer is he doesn't hold like Rav, wipe it off the records. But if you take the Gemara at face value, and the Rashba will say this in a moment, okay, then essentially, okay, how should I say this? Rav Sheshes doesn't allow Dalet Amos to work in Rosh Hashanah Rabim for Mamonis. But he does allow Dalet Amos to work in Rosh Hashanah Rabim for Gerusha. Can anyone tell me, forget who says it, can anyone tell me, well, who, I don't want to show, I don't want to reveal my cards. What is that more reflective of? Which model? Akenas Lachevitz or Akenas HaMakom? Okay, it takes a lot of combining logic here, okay? Here's your noodle, I know. You use it more than you did cumulatively in high school for. Put it together. What's happening here? That Rishus HaRabim does not work for Mamonos, but it does work for Gittin, assuming Rishus buys into Rav, in which case Dalai Lama's works in Rishus HaRabim for Gittin, but we already know it doesn't work for Metziah. Well, let's start breaking it down. What does that suggest to you, Daniel? Okay. And then if it's HaKenas HaChevitz, how does it work for Gittin? Right, say it even sharper. We said the Ramban holds like Nasa Chayvitz. So what does the Ramban end up saying? They were makna the Chayvitz because of fighting, and they were makna the get because of Aguna. And you know, they weren't makna the get, they were okay the Kiddushin, Okina Rabbanan. Okay? By going through a Maisa get. But you essentially have, according to the Ramban, two separate takanas. One takana in Bav Metziah, one separate takana. They sat down twice. So let's first solve the Rafi Tani issue. And then in parallel, or maybe later, they said, let's solve the Iguna issue by introducing extra kinyan. So there are two separate legislations. Two separate legislations could have two separate scopes. When they legislated about Metziah, they said, no Rosh Hashanah, according to Rosh Hashanah. When they legislate, whatever, I don't know why, but when they legislate again, they said yes, Rosh Hashanah. But if you hold like the Rain of Kraskas and the Ran, essentially there was only one takana, and that takana extended itself to all kinyanim. They said, let's solve Rafi and Tani's issue by creating a new chatzah. Once it's your chatzah, you could use it for Metziah, you could use it for Matana, you could use it for Get. So if Rosh Hashanah says that chatzah can't exist in Rosh Hashanah, it shouldn't exist in Rosh Hashanah for Mamonos, and it shouldn't exist in Rosh Hashanah for Get. So when the Rashba says, let's open up the Rashba now, even though Rosh Hashanah does not allow Dalai Lama and Rosh Hashanah for Mamonos, he allows Dalai Lama and Rosh Hashanah for Gittin, it's more suggestive of separate takanas for Gittin Mamonos, which is more in line with the Akenas HaChevitz system than one takana. Once we rezone, remember the Ran, once they get into your chatzar, hiknum l'chol davar, it's your chatzar, you can become whatever you want. So make up your mind, Rosh Hashanah. Can it become your chatzar? In Rosh Hashanah, can it not become Rosh Hashanah? If it can, then it should work for a Metziah. If it can't, then it shouldn't work for a Gittin. So there's an integration of the takana, if you hold the Akenas HaMakom, and then we run with it. If it's Akenas HaChevitz, then there are separate moments of legislation where Metakin and Metziah is yours, and Metakin and the Gittin is yours, and therefore the Rav Gittin, and we can apply different standards to those two takanas. The Rashba says, Inami get shani. The takino, it's tafshin test, if you're following in the Mosad of Kook. Takino le rabbanon afilo bershus harabim mishum igunos. The Rashba doesn't like it because it sounds like even a chalav between Mamonos and Gittin, that's a Yochanan territory, not Rab territory. But. So the Rashba wants to have his cake and eat it too, that it applies to get, but different standards to get. Rabbi Yochanan said that they may amas only by get, not by Mamonos. Here we have, well, it applies both to Mamonos and Get, Dalet Amos, but Mamonos only in Simta. Dalet Amos forget, even in Rosh Hashanah. But it's easier to build that if you have separate takanas on the books rather than one takana that re-landscape Dalet Amos into your chatzar and applied it across the board. Okay? We're going to stop here. We've got two ways to understand Dalet Amos. And we're going to try to trace this through two people arriving at the same time. What if the Baal came late but he's still there? And then finally, to trailer for next week's discussion, can you use the Avir of Dalet Amos? Now, using the Avir of Dalet Amos assumes you can use the Avir of a Chatzer. I want to know, can you use the Avir of a Dalet Amos? The Avir of a Chatzer we'll talk about next week on the Defying Test in the Mishnah. But for now, let's just assume that it works. How it works, we'll talk about next week. What does it teach us about Chatzer? But the Gemara has a question on the bottom of Ayin Chasim and Bay, should the Avir of Dalet Amos work? What does this tell us about Dalet Amos? Why should Dalet Amos have Avir? Why should it not have Avir? Again, assuming that a regular chatzar has Avir, what does this tell us about Dalai Lama? Okay, so like I said, thank you, Akiva. Very, very brief makaros. If anyone really runs through them, wants some more, I'd be happy to give you extra makaros. I'm going to take the sheets. She will be tomorrow. Please be back at 12 o'clock for our special guest speaker. Okay, if there's any change in schedule, I'll WhatsApp you. Okay, Shmuel Cohn and Daniel Foderman agreed to bring coffee and cake for everyone. It's a Rambam day. Didn't you agree to bring coffee and cake for everyone today? Can't get, I don't know, Aaron Freeman to send over some of those Fig Newtons from his back office. He always keeps those Fig bars. He sends them over. What? Can't hear you. I thought you were talking to me. Shmuel Adler, yeah. Haven't forgotten you. Having a big family get together, so I have to see whether we're having people for Shabbos. We'll see.
Can't adopt you to Bob Messiah. You have to get through. Not only do you have to end talk about Cohen, and Rabbi Siegel loves talk about Cohen.
I can see that. I can see that.
Like, we go through like we need to the safe and talk about Cohen. He's like, it's easy. It's easy.
I can see that. Talk about Cohen is Givaldic. Shach wrote it when he was 17. Get started. No, when you're on safer. Taras Akobi, Taras Yaakov. You Yaakov or Akiva?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No,
morning. Good morning.
The Ramah agrees with the Ron and Rabbeinu Kraskos.
Which Ramah?
In the original one?
What did he have to show him? I forgot what he said.
But, they talk about how they talk about whether she needs to be a week or not.
For Dalin out. Sure, so it's applying cuts or stairs, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I was already up here at 9, but I was in the restroom. Sorry.
Only Pyro doesn't have to go. Last I check, we all have to. Nature calls. Nature calls. Have an Afghanu contest. Who can find the hidden Afghanus in chess? Where's Waldo? We have one on Daf Yud Zayin, so I'm not going to ruin it for you. But we'll go to the third one. Third hidden Afghanu I'm getting. Not going to ruin it. Oh, yeah.
Two parallel tokens, and agunos. Then shouldn't I make it? That should be a distinction in the two cases for Shabbat.
Right.
So at the end, you're trying to argue that
easier, right?
How could your papa have said that Rosh Hashanah was the moment too? That was the question.
I wasn't talking about Rapa. I was talking about Rosheshes. Rosheshes, right, yeah, if he accepts Rav, would have to say that the kind of Dalai Lama's for Mamnos is not Takana.
Yeah, should work with Jacinta, and then in contrast.
But again, it doesn't make sense. If it's not Kanel Samakom, why would you only say it in Jacinta? Something about Rosheshes Rav and bugged in, maybe because it looked too much like Kenyan. We don't have that information. So. I'm trying to thread the needle here to say that he holds Kanel Sachepetz, but if he holds Kanel Sachepetz, why wouldn't it apply in Rosheshes Rav?
Exactly. Is there any room to say that Dalai Lama has two contexts? Like in Tsuye, it works with, say, Hakanaz Chayfetz, and then with Get, it works with Hakanaz Makom.
Could be.
Right, I didn't really understand the
argument. But once you have Hakanaz Makom, then why do you need Tsuye? Because you've overshot your needs. Once you're willing to rezone it for Get, so what you have to say
is really different.
Right, and that's I'm holding this back from you, so I'll talk about it a little bit, is that the mechanics of acquisition and Get are different from the mechanics of acquisition in Mamanus. And even though they rezoned it as an apparatus for acquiring a Get, the standards for acquiring Get are lower, and you can meet those standards by Dalai Lama's, but the standards for acquiring Mamanus are higher, you can't meet the Dalai Lama's at all.
We saw that in the Omnimilosophy, a little bit.
Yeah, I don't want to tell you this. This is the Ksosis theory. This is the Ksosis right here. It's essentially B'Yochanan. B'Yochanan says, I've got some special way to acquire a Get. It doesn't sound like any Kenyan that you know of. Even 100 amos away. What? But it only works for Gittin. It's basically saying, I hold like the Ksos, but you don't have to really acquire a Get. And that could be the solution to this sugya. And I want to say it and tell them. Huff is really the center of this. But that, I just want to know the track that you're taking would lead you to lowering the standards. Once you zone it for acquisition, forget, why can't that zoning then impact laterally Mamnis and Matana? Mm-hmm. If you say that I've zoned a bit at a lower level, that's insufficient to meet the standards of Mamnis. That's the space you have to be in. It's more Lamnis, but you have to have more information. It's more simple. Look at Takana, that's a Rosh Hashanah, we'll solve the Insuya issue, we don't like Rosh Hashanah, but yet, Igunis is more compelling with the help Igunis more than we have to help Rafi and Tani. So.
Wait, that's how we threaded the needle?
Yeah, Igunis is more compelling than Insuya.
So therefore
they
would work in Rosh Hashanah.
But Rafi and Tani, whatever, it's just around the appeal, break up the fight.
Got it, so it's just on the strength of the
Takana. Enough people to break up the fight.
Got it.
And if you look carefully in Hollywood movies, the breaker-uppers are never as strong as the fighters, but they always get fighters are these big, big bullies, and the breaker-uppers are like their wives, but they're always able to hold it. I never got that. Like, if I'm willing to fight, I'm going to be held back by my wife. Slap her, and go.
These little
mice holding them back.
They're beating each
other. That's also complex. So everyone is beating each other to a pulp, and then the little mouse comes in and stops. It's just about being a stop.